I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Is there any commission remarks? I have two to make. First one is next week, due to Veterans Day falling on Tuesday, we will meet on Wednesday, November 12th. Taney County Courthouse will be closed on November 11th in observance of Veterans Day. And then one more announcement from our Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. There are no elections going on in Taney County today. So if anybody has questions, there's no need for elections
today.
Any other remarks? All right. Hearing none, we'll move on to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 485346 through 485399. Warrants number 8710 and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 28th, 2025, along with executive minutes for October 28th, 2025.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes from October 28th, 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the time card importing subscription. This is file number 25-115, Commission. What we have in front of us is an agreement with Sage 100 for a software subscription agreement that would coincide and connect the Time Clock Plus software. It is for an annual cost of $1,010. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 30th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the time cord importing subscription binding between Sage Software Incorporated and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have approval of the inspection agreement. This is file number 25-116, Roden Bridge. With us this morning, we have a Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 28th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. The agreement we have is between Taney County and Branson Security and Fire. This is for the inspection and replacement or recharge of 143 fire extinguishers throughout our county, which will be at our road and bridge departments, mechanic shop, transfer station.
That is correct.
Okay. Any issues with this company?
No, they've been fantastic to work with.
Okay, and this amount that we're paying now that is in the contract is considerably less than what we were paying previous vendor.
Yeah, about half or less.
Okay. This is a three-year agreement that will go through August 31st of 2028.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move to approve the inspection agreement binding between Branson Security and Fire in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, thank you. We've got one more for you, Jack. It's the approval of the Whisper Cove licensing fee. This is file number 25114, Roden Bridge. Once again, we have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 30th, 2025. approving the license as to form. There was a discrepancy on the cover page as far as the administrative fee being from $400 to $650. So I would ask with clarification on that, that we do the approval for up to the $650 for the admin fee. Somehow state that in there, that we need to get clarification whether it is $400 or $650. Either way, I think it's a good project.
Definitely.
And this is the last piece of the puzzle before construction starts.
Should be, yes.
Okay.
Move to approve the Whisper Cove license by and between United States Army Corps of Engineers and Taney County and allow the cost of the fee up to $650.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All right. Next, we have our Aulis Acres and Arnie presentation with us this morning. We have Mr. John Akers and Ms. Erica Gaynor.
So you need more paper, right?
Thank you.
Another binder. Thank you.
Okay, if you guys will recall, the last time we were here, we brought you the initial renewal information from the various carriers. We had some discussion around the medical plan and closed session to go back to them. I'm going to handle that part, and then Mrs. Gaynor's going to make sure that we're all on the same page on the ancillary stuff going
forward.
So if you look at your packet on the right-hand side, there are the first three sheets are your medical spreadsheets that the team put together. You'll recall the original renewal came out at 7%. We talked about going back to them and asking them for two things. Number one was a 5% renewal. Second was a 12% rate cap reinstated that we have this year. They have acquiesced on both of those counts, and so we were able to get them to go there. However, I think it's probably important to at least show the commission this is the email that I got back explaining to me why we shouldn't do that. From Cox Health, right, to say a multitude of things, September and October claims, have five members added to the shock report, MLR for the month was 139% in September, medical loss ratio was MLR, sorry, don't mean to
You're
jump
good.
Into, yeah. So just a hint, I guess, of caution to the group. We got what we asked for, however, things kind of, we've gotten a little fever over the last month or so. So we'll just, as we do every year, as we come in at least quarterly and update you guys, and more often if we feel it's warranted, we'll let you know if that's just episodic or whether that becomes more of a trend. But that's kind of where we landed. But anyway, the good news is that we got what we wanted. Just to give you perspective, we're going out later this afternoon to give a 16% increase to a group that doesn't have a rate cap. And what's our worst one this year so far?
39%.
So. It can happen, and so those rate caps can be very valuable at times for whenever we start to run a big fever. So I was glad to get that back.
Good.
So anyway,
they agreed. That's the most important
agreed.
Part.
They wanted to tell me all the reasons they shouldn't. Now the one thing they never argue is their inflation rate. It's called medical trend again, our jargon. But they use 10%, and when you go back and look at accounting firms and others that look at the same numbers, that the fair number is 8%. And if you recall, the renewal is over 2 years in a time period, so they compound the issue by using too high of an inflation rate, not only for the previous year, but then the one before it, and kind of hyperinflates it. So that's generally where we're able to make an argument and try to get it back down. So. Anyway, I think all's well that ends well. I feel like it's fair, particularly based on the fact that we've not run off but well since they ran the renewal.
Well, thank you for that.
And then
I was to go back to Mount Life to see if they'd be willing to give us any rate relief on our dental insurance. And unfortunately, our rep tried for us, but you are currently running at a 233% loss ratio on the dental. And so MetLife is going to stick to their 6%, which is the rate cap that we had for 2026. Sorry, John, not to deliver the good news.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember from our marketing efforts, Delta Dental, they want to wait at least a couple years before they quote your group again. We had Guardian that offered a proposal, but they were a couple percent higher than your renewal, and they do not have the out-of-network reimbursement arrangement that you currently have with MetLife, which is really needed in this area because of all those providers signing that exclusive agreement with Delta Dental.
Okay. So, Erica, could you please explain to me, just so I can understand, how we have a 230% loss ratio when we have 100% payout pretty much on our dental? So, I mean, we have a set amount of benefits that we get. So how do we get to a 230% loss ratio when we only have 100% cap pretty much on our benefits?
Correct. So more than likely, and I can get specifics from that live, but you guys, your utilization is out of network.
Okay.
Because of those providers in the Branson, Taney County, Forsyth area that signed that exclusive with Delta. So that payment arrangement that MetLife has with those providers is not as great as if your members were going in network.
Okay.
So essentially for every dollar in premium that you're paying in, they're paying out an additional $1.33 in claims reimbursement.
Okay, but only up to the $1,500, sure.
That is correct. That is correct.
So it would be more of a utilization. In other words, you're having, it's not shock claims because you're right, it's capped, right?
Right.
There's no such thing as a big claim, but that being, well, in dental, $1,500 is a big claim, right?
Sure.
And a lot of it comes down to, if you recall, the premiums, right, aren't near what you're paying on your medical. So if you're paying, I don't know, what's the employee rate? $60?
Current,
So with
$33.72.
So, I mean, with dental, a lot of times you can see it get out because it just takes a couple of big claims and, people going in for oral surgeries and that kind of thing. They're anticipating most people just going in for a couple cleans.
Sure.
Right? If several people go in for major services and have dentures, crowns, inlays, all that kind of stuff, then you can, turn the corner. It's usually episodic, meaning that I doubt you're going to just sit at a 230% loss ratio, but as of right now, that's kind of where you are.
Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification.
So at this time, my recommendation would be that we renew the dental and vision with MetLife. But my recommendation would also be see how things go this next year, but maybe next year if our ultimate goal is to get back with Delta, see if Delta would take us back next year if that's, where we ultimately want to be.
Okay.
And I feel pretty confident. I think Eric would agree. I think if we went back to Delta next year, I think they would probably be willing to at least entertain. Doesn't mean they're going to give us a quote that's going to be make sense, but at least give us an option.
Okay.
Then when do you need to have these decisions by?
Honestly, Cox Health Plans would take it on December 31st. I wouldn't recommend it. Don would not like us either because we've got open enrollment and other things. When do we have open enrollment set, guys?
December 1st, and our meeting is December 3rd. So the portal needs to be set up prior to that. So I'm not sure how long it takes you guys to get set up.
It would probably take maybe about a week remaining with current carriers.
So probably in the next 2 weeks we need to...
Okay, so we need to really think about that because we will be at the MAC conference the second weekend of that. So we'll be on the 28th is when we'll be back in here. So we'll be here next week, obviously, but the following week we will be at the MAC conference. So that would put us at the 28th when we would be back here. We can do a special meeting, obviously, to get it taken care of.
I mean, as far as to the discussion now, recommendation is to stick with
Cox Health?
Well, the MetLife.
Mm-hmm, correct.
There's no suggestion of changing anything there. So that one we can go ahead and take care of if we mm-hmm. choose to. And then on the renewal of Cox Health,
we give the...
What would be the... I guess... Is David in here?
He's not.
No.
I mean, they've met the criteria that we asked for from our previous meeting and same provider we have.